Yesu yebuzima bw'oluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of our Master Jesus?
Mbuulizaako neighbor oyo.
Greet for me your neighbor.
Mundabirire ddala ddala.
Send my total regards to them.
Mugambe tombulangako.
Tell them never to get lost from you.
Njagala tusinkane mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
I want us to meet in the Jerusalem city of heaven.
Ekigambo ekyo kinywerere ddala.
Let that word be strengthened.
Ooluganda oyo aleme okubulako.
That that brethren may not get lost from you.
Osobole okulabika nga musisinkana mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
That you may meet in the Jerusalem city of heaven. Of heaven.
Kubanga ababula bonna babulira mu geyera.
All of them who get lost within hell.
Era n'abalala okumaliriza mu musango ennyanja ey'omuliro.
And the others to end in judgment the lake of fire.
Naye twagala okusinkana buli kiseera.
But we want to meet all the time. That it will be a good moment for the brethren to sit together. It doesn't end here. It will be so nice when we are in Jerusalem or heaven. When the brethren are seated together with all the angels, all the holy creations. Now let it never end here. It
will
be good for brethren to sit together. Now let it be even on the day of judgment. And we are there to judge the fallen angels. And I look at you on the side, try to rehearse. In your judgment, you are going to judge the devil. That moment, and you sit on the thrones of judgment, and you said, now we are judging him. The fallen angels, we are judging them. All the demons, we are judging them. That day, that scripture will totally come to pass. That see how it is good for the brethren to sit together. It doesn't end here. It goes up to Jerusalem of heaven. Now think so much of it. May God bless you as you keep such a big promise which you have promised your brother and which you have spoken with him, that we shall meet up there. Praise Jesus. Even if the world rotates and others go to the east and others go to the south, but we have the great gathering, Jerusalem of heaven. We want to meet all there. Praise Jesus. And by name and voice,
Apostle
Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we delight to serve they who inherit the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you as you inherit the kingdom. In the name of our Master Jesus, we are going to be moving, proceeding on. We are seeing Satan's schemes unto God and to His church. And they too came from the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years. From 2005
to 2011,
through the different visions, the different trance, the different dreams, and the azotas, and the
rest,
all the spiritual transports as we've studied them. But we are moving on.
We
are seeing the Spirit of the Lord and His works of righteousness, and the spirit of the devil, the evil spirit, and its works of unrighteousness, that we may separate who serves God and who never serves Him, the righteous and the unrighteous. And thus, we are still seeing the seal of the Holy Spirit He puts upon us as we separate it from the seal of the devil, which He puts upon them, the children of disobedience. For it's the Spirit working in children of disobedience. Praise Jesus. We last covered in concerning the seal of the devil, the seal, the number 666. They told us to discover the name of that person, and that name we discovered it. In Isaiah 14 verse 9 and 25, we are able to discover that name, and that name is Lucifer. Praise Jesus. In the entire world we know him as the devil. Praise Jesus. and the deceiver of the entire world. But there is a name he first possessed before he became that thing, before he became the devil. That name, when we discover, if we can discover the number 666, the number of evil, praise Jesus. Not to say that name, it is being called of him now, but we call him the devil all along, which means the deceiver of the entire world. And to say the deceiver of the entire world, whom we call the devil, he is an accuser.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even if you run from him, he remains claiming you have not gone far from me. He still wants to accuse you that he may draw you back to himself, that he may destroy you. But in discovering that name, we discover that he's the one who glorifies himself. He wants to sit in the throne of the Holy Spirit. And many times we hear him right now, and it's called the Holy Ghost. Instead of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost sits there. And in that way, he wants to sit so much the throne of Christ. And it's called the Morning Star. And he says, he's going to sit in the mountain of the Great Gathering, that he will sit on Mount Zion in heaven, which makes the throne of Christ where he is seated. And he said in Isaiah 14 that if he wants to sit in the throne of the Most High, we speak of the Father. Now we discovered that the end can never come, and the day of the Lord can never come until he has been revealed, the secret of lawlessness when it's been revealed. And this, we discovered many things, that the number 666, it comes from the spot and the wrinkle, twisting scriptures, subtracting and adding within them. It began in Genesis chapter 3. All this, we were seeing them at the time passed. Praise Jesus. But just as we last covered, and we are discovering what concerns this one who glorifies himself, whom we've known as Lucifer, and that was his first name initially before he fell. But right now we discover him, the step for the deceiver of the entire world. Praise Jesus. And we discovered that this number 666, it is called the secret of lawlessness, that has not begun to work these generations. It has been working just as we saw it began in Genesis 3. Now we try to discover many things, and we
got
to move on to discover.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are going to be moving on to discover where does he get that number 666? Where does he get it from?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
going to move on to Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. We continue to know him and knowing where the number 666 came from.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are in 2 Thessalonians. These ones, you know them, that you may run from the devil. Let's begin from verse 7.
Basisulunika echokobiri, esule yokobiri, noru njiriwa msambu.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
Kubanga ne kakano ekyama ky'obujeemu ekiri kikola. Wabula kyokka aziyiza kakano okutuusa lwalijjibwawo. Awo omujeemi oli n'alyoka abikkuka.
Praise Jesus. That the one who hinders him, when he will be taken out of the way, the revelation of this lawlessness one will be taken out. Praise Jesus. But this secret you have told us, it has been working. It works for this person who lifts himself above everything which is called God. And after lifting himself up, even all who come to him, they too gives them titles. The city is giving you a title, an honor. And in this, he captured the entire world. And the thought of having honors, yet in heaven they can never work. And right now, it even entered the church. And it captured the church. The people love title and honors. And another sits even in the throne of God. And they call themselves spiritual fathers.
And
it began from religion like the Catholics. Like you hear Matthew 23:9. And the master says, could not call anyone father on earth. These ones began to put their own priests who are fathers. And right now it entered the church of salvation too. And we began to get spiritual fathers. Yet the Father of all spirits and souls is one. Praise Jesus. Now we are going to look at all those things. But all these, they work under the number 666. He is seeking to seal with his
self.
Praise Jesus. Now in this, let's first go to Daniel. Daniel 11, and we continue to look at him, and then we shall move on to know that number 666, where did he get it from? And there you can see how you will escape him. Praise Jesus. We are in Daniel 11. We began from verse 30.
Daniel esula ya kumi neemu noru nyirwa makumi ya satu. Kubange byombo bye kitimu, biri jia okumurumba, chalipa anakuwala, alidayo, alisungua lida endagano entukufu.
When will come, will have fury over the Holy Covenant. The Holy Covenant, who knows well of it? That is the covenant of the blood of our Master Jesus. We see it so much in Matthew 26. This is the covenant I'm making of my blood. Praise Jesus. Now that covenant, he will get fury over it. And this they did it long time. How did they do it? By 312, when we building the Roman Catholic Church in Vatican, they create something they called the tithe. It is money you pay. If you have sins and you die, they take you in the deceptive place which never is.
That
because of the money you've been offering, and they take away your sins. Now they are trampling what? They are trampling the blood of the Son of God, and they count it as if it never cleansed us, and they trample the blood. And all this you've been hearing, that when you've sinned, go and fast a little, God will forgive you. All these trample the blood of Jesus,
and they
trample the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Praise Jesus. Before I explain you beyond that, I'm going to first tell you this is very important. For when he makes you do things, after he's taken away this covenant, and to make trampled upon it, and
he
gives you other things that they may cleanse you. And that's where those white garments came out, that they deceive that they are holy. Yet they are not holy. And they trample the blood of the Son of Lord, which cleansed them. And they count it as if it never cleansed them. When the devil works his work of bringing the number 666, it involves trampling the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Praise Jesus. And they tell you, if you get born again, you are once saved. Now, even if you do some evil thing, the blood, just call it and it will cleanse you. It will wash you and cover you with the blood. It is not for covering people, it is for cleansing them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, covering the blood upon your businesses. I cover my business with the blood of Jesus.
Oh,
the blood never came to cover things. But to cleanse us, even to speak good words upon our lives. But it's trampled, even to that level. Our Master Jesus speaks like this. Let's read briefly in Matthew. We're going to come back. I
pause
the scripture that may understand totally. But we have to get back to be explained of them. Let's see this Matthew
26
verse 30.
Matayo esura ya makumi abiri mukaga n'olunyi lwa satu.
Let's begin from 26.
Matayo abiri mukaga abiri mukaga.
Matthew 26 verse 26.
Era bwe bali bakyalya, Yesu n'atola omugaati ne yeebaza n'agumenyamu n'awa abayigirizwa be n'awa abayigirizwa n'agamba nti mutole mulye guno gwe mubiri gwange. N'atola ekikompe ne yeebasa n'abawa ng'agamba nti munywe ku kino mwenna, kubanga kino gwe musaayi gwange ogw'endagaano oguyiika ku lw'abangi olw'okuggyawo ebibi.
Nti gwe musaayi gwe
that is his blood of the covenant
oguyiika ku lw'abangi
which poured for many
okuggyawo ebibi
forgiveness of sins.
Wabula kugambye ono sitani bwabaleta enamba yekola nnyo.
The devil brings his number working so much. One of the things he takes away.
Gwe kulinyirira endagaano entukuvu ey'omusaayi gwa Yesu.
The holy covenant of the blood of Jesus.
Ogwandibadde kututukuza.
Which would have cleansed us.
N'atekawo ebintu ebirala.
And he puts other things.
Nti bw'oba oyonoonye.
If you've sinned.
Oli waddembe okusula katuuti ng'osiimye.
You have to sleep on a pulpit when you've fasted.
Mukama ajja kusonyiwa.
The Lord will forgive you.
Musibe waawo musibe.
Just fast there.
Ebyomusaayi oteeka n'eri.
You just put the blood aside. You don't want to know whether it cleansed you or not. The truth is this. If it was fasting which would cleanse us, or the covenant of a sacrifice of anything, Jesus wouldn't have been crucified on the cross.
He
would have best in heaven and told us, you fast, I will forgive you. Praise Jesus. But it wasn't like that. The blood is very important. For it is the spirit. And it is the water of life. Praise Jesus. Now what the devil has done in this generation, all the religions you see, and he enters into salvation today, this blood which cleanses us, to be able to scorn this covenant. People are going to be sinning when nothing helps them. No blood which could cleanse them. And others have trampled it.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
So when we go to
Hebrews
9.
Hebrews
10
from verse 6.
Abebulaniya esula ya 10 n'olunyirwa mukaga. Tewasima ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi. Ne ndyoka njogera nti laba, nzize mu muzingo ogw'ekitabo ekyampandiikwako
nti ebiweebwayo
the sacrifice
ebirala byonna olw'ebibi.
All the offerings for sin, God doesn't love them.
And
if you've been giving an offering, you claim,
this
is what I give God to take away my sins. It is impossible.
The
devil has been keeping the church within this system. And they say, we'll give a sacrifice to God. The Lord will forgive you. If you sin, you will fast. If you will fast, the Lord would have gotten a sacrifice for you. When Jesus comes to the world, he said, oh, offering for sin, the Lord wasn't pleased of
them.
There's nothing else you can give for your sin. Now these men convince you and they tell you, there you will fast. Now you will sow
into
a car in the Lord. You sow your land and you will forgive your sins. Others who tell you this, they are the ones who profit out of it. Even the devil himself, he profits your soul. For he knows you are not going to be cleansed. Now when the number 666 is working, what the first trample is the blood. And remember, it's the Holy Spirit. And it's the water which cleanses us. For the water, the blood, and the Spirit, they agree in one. Like in 1 John, chapter 5.
Uganda version is verse
7. In English, it's verse
8.
Praise Jesus.
bino byonna abikwata n'abirinyira
wamu that's why they have told you
ono abadde aziyiza
this one has been hindering
okutuuka nga asiddwe ebbali
until he's been put aside
abadde mwoyo mutukuvu
he has been the Holy Spirit
kubadde musayi gwa Yesu
he has been the blood of Jesus
mazi agamva mu rubirizi
the water from his rib
egaziyiza ennamba eno kakakaka mukago okole nnyo
does the number triples to work
kubanga abantu babeera batukuzibwa
for people are getting cleansed
kati ye mukujja kwe
now when he's coming
I know so kali nyirire endagaano
he has to trample that covenant
n'okutwala omusayi ogwo ng'ekitagasa ekintuntwe
that blood as something which is meaningless that's why films which are played which concerns of the beatings Jesus was beaten they have never fulfilled the beatings he was beaten praise Jesus they cane him like 3-4 stripes and they pour tomato sauce upon him in the films and they crucify him there
they beat off
they don't nail him for real in the film.
Here
they put a spot like of a nail. It's something they designed. And it has gum. And
they
think he was crucified. And you think the nail has entered him. That is a drama of video editing. When I entered video editing, I was revealed this of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
beat him a few stripes. When you read
Isaiah
63,
he was
teared in pieces. Even many other scriptures.
Now,
all those priests you see
played.
Even some the Illuminatis are playing them themselves. And they play when one of Jesus' eye, one of it is a bit closed. They are sign.
They will
bring it out. I think you see our sign, Jesus uses it. And you ask who is the Son of God. And the film is very wrong.
Son of God,
Son of God has married. You have to be very careful that what the devil has done, he will claim you are not the blood. He will tell you cover the blood upon your house,
business
upon your business. But it was supposed to cleanse you. And you have no
else sacrifice
you can give for sin.
That is the
sinner's deception to
deceive you.
That you can give something else God to forgive you.
Tuli mu Bebulaniya esula y'ekumi n'olunyiri lwa musanvu
Hebrews 10 verse 7
ne ndyoka njogera nti laba nzize mu musingo gw'ekitabo ekyampandiikwako okukola by'oyagala ayi Katonda bw'ayogera waggulu nti saddaaka n'ebiweebwayo n'ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi tewabyagala so tewabisiima ebyo bye biweebwayo ng'amateeka bwe gali n'alyoka ayogera nti laba nzize okukola by'oyagala ajjawo ekyolubereberye alyoka anywese ekyokubiri
nti kiri yakijjawo
na the first is put it aside
tolina saddaka gy'osobola kuleeta
no sacrifice you can bring anymore
egenda okujjawo
ekibi which is going to take away sin
toddamu okulimbibwa sitaani
don't be deceived by the devil
kubanga ye mukujja kw'okukolako ogw'amaanyi
he is coming in working so much
ajja n'okujjawo endagaano eno ayinaogirigirira
he comes to trample this covenant
omusayi gwa Yesu gutwalibwanga
ekyokusaagirako ye bwe
tudda mu madiini
when we get to religion
bakuteekeeyo
they put it aside they don't want to speak even
bw'oyogera omusayi mu ddiini oba
when you speak the blood in religion, I don't know what you're speaking. They are waiting for the reverend to speak the blood of Jesus. They don't take it as something important. That is just abandoned aside. Jesus was birthed, we are going to eat Christmas. And we eat Easter. That's why they are on.
When you
ask what the right thing the blood does, they don't know it. Religion totally got off track. Leave alone the born again who is taking off road. He's getting off road. But he's on a rocket.
Just think
the religious people is going to bypass and overtake them.
He
has put things which seem righteous.
He
has brought the water. You go with your jelly can, you get holy water. They have brought rings, they have brought trees, they have brought rice and many other things.
They have
clothes, white garments, and now they are right. Yes, God told them to clothe them.
Now,
that situation is moving on. And the person, he says, don't touch me, I am holy. Now it doesn't count that the blood cleansed you. He sees that you are a cabbage of which caliber. Some of the things which feel the blood is being trampled. When you look in scriptures, in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, 19 to 21, our master said that he bought us with the price of his blood. And we have to be precious. Honor God with our bodies and our spirits. Now let me tell you, if you have no money in church, you are not precious at all. But here Christ says, he bought you with the precious blood. What the devil did in the church? He trampled the blood and he showed you how much were you bought. The pastor can make you stand and say, what weight is within you? You've spent
many
years, you have nothing like that. You have what worth in you. Now the chairs are the ones with money in the front. Those are very precious. It doesn't count in the blood that the man bought us with the precious blood. That was in religion, it came to salvation. I tell you what is happening now.
Number
666 at work. They have to first take away the Holy Spirit and the blood and the water which cleansed you. How dare you be value? Park a car there. You build up houses. They see value within you. I would have gone in that scripture, but at least right there, read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 21. They bought you with the precious blood.
The person
who says you were bought with the precious blood of Jesus, how can you value us based on the things of the world? The devil came up to trample the covenant of the blood of Jesus. And he brought the number 666, which he first did. How do you claim that you are saved, you are worth? How much money do you give in the offering basket? In the offering, how much do you give? That's what it must do. And now they'll count some worth within you. But if you saw that Jesus bought you with the precious blood, look at yourself. They first say, look at you. What importance do you have here? How much do you give? Men who have the price and value are here in the front. Even closer, you are on your path. They first look at. That's why they call you their sheep. They are about to call you their goats after making you get lost. You think they count any value in you? If you see chairs being put here, in the front, those are the people with value towards them. But when you ask where the value came from, they will tell you this one offers 100 million, this one 30, the other gives 400 million. That's their value in them. I tell you, the devil trampled the covenant and he cast this aside. That blood of Jesus, what value is in it? And it's bought you, you are of what value if it's bought you? They don't see any value within you. And James 2 says, when the poor and the rich alive, and you get the poor, tell them sit on the floor, or go sit behind. You are an unjust judge. Aren't you a person who segregates?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
when I speak of that word, that when the number 666 is working, the first trump of the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Now the owner of the number, in the name of that person, whom we knew as Lucifer, and is the devil, the accuser.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Let's move on
and hear Hebrews.
Hebrews 10, verse 9.
N'alyoka
ayogera nti, laba, nzise okukola by'oyagala. Ajjawo eky'olubereberye alyoka anyweze eky'okubiri. Mu ebyo by'ayagala, twatukuzibwa olw'okuwaayo omubiri gwa Yesu Kristo omulundi ogumu
gwatukuzibwa
we were made holy
lwakuwaayo omubiri gwa Yesu
omulundi gumu by offering the blood of Jesus once.
Simanyi gy'ogenda kujja kigenda
kutukuza. I don't know where you're going to get anything to cleanse you.
And if you
trample the blood, what will come next upon you? Now the devil first did one thing. You trample the blood of Jesus. Remember you get saved and you spend time. You know the blood cleansed you. When
he reaches ahead,
it makes you foolish little. And you get other things going to cleanse you. I will fast there. I will pray for 7 days. You will forgive me. Now you reach a time when you already trampled the blood. And
he knows
you can no more be given a chance to be forgiven. And there he has
it.
And he says, you run from me when I made you scorn the blood of Jesus. You can no more run.
And
most of them cannot be saved. For they trample the blood of Jesus.
Hebrews 10 verse
11.
Na buli kabona ayimirira buli lunaku ng'aweereza ng'awaayo emirundi emingi saddaaka esajjulukuka ezitayinza kujjako bibi emirembe kyonna.
No matter what you do, the priest strides in the generations of BC before the birth of Christ on earth, but he was in heaven. They tried to offer sacrifice, but sins couldn't go off people. And they gave every kind of sacrifice. And they tried on every offering that they get things from people, but sins refuse. Are you the one going to give it today and sins will go from you? You know how many years you spent giving offerings for sins? You know how many years BC spent? Did you calculate them? From Abraham to the birth of Christ alone, they are friends for 42,000 years. From Abraham backwards to Adam, 42,000 years. You are in 84,000 years probably. They were offering sacrifices.
You
never took away sins. You are going to give what?
This is the death
for calculated covenant trampling it
of
the blood of Jesus which takes away our sins. For it had failed. It was impossible to even give a goat, even a cow, not anything, even if your house. Even if you Lord, let me pay sacrifice. I cut off my head and I may be healed of my sacrifice. It wouldn't have worked. You say, Lord, if you have anything, let me cut my head off as a sacrifice to cleanse myself. Would have I choose you of murder, I told you don't kill. You see, you've killed yourself. That's why Jesus is not the one who killed himself.
He
would have called and crucified himself to be our sacrifice. But every sacrifice, it has someone who gives it. He is not the one who offered himself.
If you
accept there will be a sacrifice,
it
cannot go to put itself on the cross. Praise Jesus. Now you who think that there is any way you will be cleansed, the devil is the one deceiving you. He wants you to get the number 666. He
glorifies
himself above everything called God. Lucifer, we discovered his name. We are heading to discover the number 666. How does it happen? I wanted to understand all this. For when we read of him, they say that the coming of the person is in the working of the devil. He works so much. And he knows he has a little more time.
Let's
move on in Hebrews. Hebrews 10 verse 12.
Nayo oyo bwe yamala okuwaayo saddaaka emu olw'ebibi okutuusa emirembe kyonna.
Nti yawaayo saddaaka emu olw'ebibi
okutuusa emirembe kyonna. To all generations.
Now
you sacrifice your bring, I don't know where you're getting it from. How many times you are told that if you have seed you can sleep on the floor, Abandon your bed and sleep on your floor. God will forgive you for that. It's not in your sacrifice. It is in actual blood. If you do a sin, which is not of death, I speak of the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 6. A person has gotten the enlightenment of truth. And after you abandon the truth, and you get corruptible, that sin of blasphemy, you cannot be forgiven. But the sin, which you do out of ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That sin.
When we
repent, repent the blood of Jesus. We repent to the Holy Spirit. We repent to the Father. And the Father have mercy.
Have mercy
for even though you sleep on the floor. Even if you nail yourself and you sleep on the nails. And the celibate nailed down and they are pointing up and I sleep on them. God have repented. He will not forgive you for that. He will forgive you because you have repented the blood of Jesus. And it's the Holy Spirit. The one you have scorned. And you have done sins like that. When the head is down and the legs are up. They have totally gave you one sacrifice for the sins of all generations. No matter what you do else, there is nothing you will not be saved.
Get
from the blood of Jesus. That is the work of the devil.
Trump
the covenant of the blood of Jesus.
Hebrews 10
verse 12.
Naye oyo bwe yamala okuwaayo ssaddaaka emu olw'ebibi okutuusa emirembe gyonna, n'alyoka atuula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda, ng'alindirira oluvannyuma abalabe be okufuusibwa entebe y'ebigere bye.
Bonna babaseera wansi.
All of them be put under where we are. You know the footstool of the Lord. Isaiah 66:1. Earth is his footstool. And when you look at Nahum, he
says
that the clouds are the dust of his foot. The devils were cast from heaven. They came down in his foot. And they came to fight they who hold the commands of God. They are times that they will be put all in the prison. In hell. Us who have failed to execute that mission as a church. For authority had already been handed to us. And they no more could move around, they had been bound.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That will bring judgment on that day.
Hebrews 10
verse 14.
Kubanga olw'okuwaayo ssaddaaka emu yatuukiriza okutuusa emirembe gyonna abatukuzibwa.
That he made perfect for all generations, they will get to be holy. Even though you do sins here, I've not told you go do them intentionally, they will not be forgiving you. You have to repent with the blood of Jesus. Even the Holy Spirit and the Father who accepted to offer him. For even though you search any other sacrifice will not help you. You have to repent to the one who gave us that offering. For Bible speaks of him. For God so loved us, and he gave his begotten Son.
Now you,
when someone has given his only
thing,
and you show him, you take away what you gave us no worth for us.
Me,
I'm going to give you fasting for a week. And it's a dry fasting. I'm not eating a week. Won't you accept it?
You
had one beloved son and you gave him offer. Now you bring out your fasting that you compare with the Son of the Lord. I hear you bring a car, a house. Lord, I offer it to you. Forgive me sins. Get off from joking with Jesus.
And
the Father to despise and familiarize him like that. He had one beloved son. And he gave him out. That he may save us our sins. And you say, Lord, let me go and come back. When I will come, I will sit on the pulpit, Lord. After I've sinned, you forgive me. Sacrifice I'm going to give you. And you compare him with the Son. Him we love so much. You think how many punishments and pains are you worth?
You're
going to be put in hell and cut you in pieces.
Hebrews 10
verse 15.
Era n'omwoyo omutukuvu ye mujulirwa gye tuli. Kubanga bw'amala okwogera nti eno y'endagaano gye ndiragaana nabo oluvannyuma lw'ennaku ziri, bw'ayogera Mukama. Nditeeka amateeka gange mu mutima gwabwe era ne ku magezi gaabwe ndigawandiika.
Nti mu kino mu ndagaano eno
empya,
emu ku bintu ebitalina kuyisibwako
maaso,
okubafuula abayigiriza so si
bagoberezi. Amateeka gabeere mu ggwe, that the laws will be new,
magezi go,
in your mind,
osobole okuba ng'obijjukira
oleme kuyimirira musajja wa Yesu. Trumpet the blood of Jesus.
Kitaani kye yakola n'ajja mu nsi
n'agamba,
oli tayagala abayigirizwa.
He doesn't want apostles.
Mufuulire abagoberezi.
Make for him followers.
Ne tusanyuka nnyo mbu Yesu alina abagoberezi bangi.
God so happened that Jesus has many followers in the world. This is a blasphemy. That is the yeast he spoke of.
That you're
going to see people coming many when they are not holy.
Hebrews 10 verse 16. Era ku magezi gaabwe ndigawandiika, n'alyoka ayogera nti n'ebibi byabwe n'obujeemu bwabwe siribijjukira nate. Naye awali okuggibwako ebyo tewakyali kuwangayo ssaddaaka olw'ekibi. Kale abooluganda, bwe tulina obugumu okuyingira mu kifo ekitukuvu olw'omusaayi gwa Yesu, mu kkubo lye yatukubira erijja eddamu eriyita mu jjigi gwe mubiri gwe, era bwe tulina kabona omunene afuga ennyumba ya Katonda, tusemberenga n'omwoyo ogw'amazima olw'okukkiriza okutuukiridde, emitima gyaffe nga gimansirwako okuggyamu omwoyo omubi, n'emibiri gyaffe nga ginaazibwa n'amazzi amalungi.
After that, they warn you in verse 26.
Kuba bwe tugenderera okwonoona nga tumaze okuweebwa okutegeera amazima, tewasigaddeyo nate ssaddaaka olw'ebibi.
There is no sacrifice.
There is
no sacrifice for sin.
You put the covenant aside.
And it's your own importance until you saw a car in the pastor.
If he doesn't want you to greet him,
now why is he wasting my time? But when the other parks the car, pastor, he comes laughing. My son. Those are their ways with the trump of the blood of Jesus. You can even call you his son or his daughter. When you're walking, you stop him. Pastor, let me greet you. He changes the face. He quotes a little. And he makes himself not hearing. Let's move on here.
Hebrews 10:27.
Wabula
okulindira n'obuti omusango n'obukambwe obw'omuliro ogugenda okwokya abalabe.
Kakati bw'omala okulinnyira
omusaayi gwa Yesu,
bwe n'osuubira mbu waliyo ssaddaaka y'endala
gy'ogeraokiveeko, linda
bulinzi bagenda kukubagula
mu nnyanja ey'omuliro, in the lake of fire. That's what you should wait for. And the devil knows it. All these things of taking the covenant away is on the blood. And they count it as something useless. He's counting what that they burn you in the lake of fire. For he knows he's failed. And everything he tries is not there. Be destroyed alone. He wants many people. He knows the battle in heaven failed. You fail in heaven, you win on earth.
Hebrews 10:28.
Anyoma amateeka ga Musa afa awatali kusalirwa olwabajirirwa ababiri oba basatu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Anytime
he rejected the laws God brought through Moses, they never waited to judge you. They killed you instant. Now listen. Hebrews 10:29.
Mulowooza mutya? Okubonerezebwa oyo kwalisanyizibwa kulyenkana wa okusinga okuba okubi eyalinnyirira ddala omwana wa Katonda n'alowooza omusayi gw'endagaano
and for the blood of the covenant
ogwamutukuza obutaba mutukuvu
and it begins to claim the blood never cleansed him. I'm going to make that other option. I'll give some money. They will give me, forgive me sins on that day.
Even
then born again, put things aside. I will not work on myself. You will forgive me. Therefore intends this. And they tell that they are appearing openly. They had to trample the blood of Jesus and they took it aside and they count it as useless. Even they were bought by the blood and they just there without any price upon them. And the pastor looks at your legs. The years you spent in the synagogue, you have no car. And he says, now you, people like you, what is wrong with you? Why don't you get faith? You are that poor that has struck, you have no importance here. Now you reach into people are pledging millions, you're pledging 5,000. Look at you, why have you stood up? The devil wiped it out of your mind that both you are precious. What price? They see that there is nothing like any worth in you. That's why Elana puts them in open like foolish people. And he tells them, begin to kiss each other like that. He doesn't see any importance in you. He puts you on a trailer that you're going to make a wedding. You heard them. They have money. Why should people be put on a trailer?
Abagole.
The brides.
This
is your worthless. You are typical dogs, like he spoke. And dead ones. For a living dog has at least some sense. It can back and when it has seen a thief. You are there, they are driving on a trailer. There's nothing like any worth they can see. You are in their synagogues and it makes you fall down and it walks on top of you. You are worthless. Garbage, rubbish around. It makes you fall down and it walks on top of you. Another preacher's when he's been carrying the chair up. Let me tell you, when the number is coming out to work, you have to take away what takes away your sins. You have to first capture and put aside. For this can hinder me to access the people. I have to count the blood of the covenant out and let them trample it. Go and cover it on your business. That's what
I'm telling
you. And you reach the business and begin. I cover the blood of Jesus upon my business. Did this come to cover your business? You call an angel, is the one responsible for that. Lord, this is my house. I cover it with the blood of Jesus.
Don't
you call an angel to watch over that. Not the blood of Jesus' friend. See some value in the blood. You put your gold to watch over your house. That is what they first steal. Can you put gold to watch over your house?
The
angels are there to watch over our houses and businesses. And it speaks of them in Hebrews. Hebrews 1:14. They are ministering spirit serving. They are going to inherit salvation. It's never told the blood is going to do that. The blood only speaks good things. Only good things. It cleanses your life. It gives you wisdom, for it's the Holy Spirit.
Who
leads the hosts of angels and tells you watch over this one? It's not rather telling the blood to cover your house. It came to take away sin.
Let's
not familiarize to that extent the blood.
Tuli mu Ebrania, sura ya kumi n'olunyiriri lwa makumi abiri mu mwenda.
Hebrews 10 verse 29.
Mulowooza mutya okubonerezebwa oyo kwalisaanyizibwa kuli enkanawa okusinga okuba okubi eyalinyira ddala omwana wa Katonda, n'alowooza omusaayi gw'endagaano ogwamutukuza obutaba mutukuvu, n'agirira ekyekyo omwoyo owekisa.
After he says, Lord have mercy, I need the grace, Lord.
Omwoyo mwenyini yekisa.
Your spirit is the grace himself.
It
is the spirit of grace. And it's the grace himself.
And
when they say Jesus came with grace and truth, he came with the Holy Spirit, never came with anything.
But
we see him when he's baptized, and the Holy Spirit came with him, and he took him to the desert to be tempted and to serve. The spirit of grace, and you insult him. And you will get aside to ask for grace. And said, you familiarize who? And after you say, God, give me grace.
But
you ask grace, you ask for the Spirit. He's the one you have rather insulted.
This
is the devil, the issue of trouble in the covenant.
He's fronted
the number 666. For he knew that ever since he began the number in the garden, man was given a chance to be helped. That is the blood of Jesus. He has to try to see that what has been hindering him, he takes it away. The blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the water from his rib. Let me tell you, this you go in the pool and you get water. There is the right water which came from the rib of Jesus. And that is the Holy Spirit himself. Let's read of him. And we get back.
John 19:34.
Yokana isura ya 19 olunyirirwa 34. Ogamba bwe uti. Olunyirirwa 34. Naye serikale omu namufumita mu lubirizi. Namufumita mu mbirizi ze n'effumu. Amangu ago ne muvaamu omusaayi n'amazzi.
Out of him flew blood and water.
Yongera kunyoluddako.
Olinnya lwa 35, John
19.
Naye eyalaba n'ategeeza. N'okutegeeza kwe kwa mazima.
This testimony is true. No one who is normal
in
this our usual body of flesh, you pierce them and out of them gets a stream of water and of the blood, and they are different. That is the water we ask of now, which cleanses us. For it's the Holy Spirit himself. You are not going for the pool. The things you see, that is holy water. They have part upon you. It began from the Roman Catholic Church. Water is gotten under the sin by the triangle. And they begin to break a pool around and they gather the other pouring in this big sink that they can get capital and never finishes. He goes and bring more to me. If those spirits from the sea and come attack the people, they
were
given sacrifices enough and they do for them what they want, yet they go in hell.
All
right, water, it came from the rib of Jesus. That is what we call
cause.
We don't get it, collect it. We don't collect from the wells. They don't sell it in liters 5 and 10 and 20,
no.
That's why in 1 John they tell you this. When you think of this, if you trample the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the water from a rib,
there is
no any other sacrifice.
1 John 5:7
in the Luganda version. English version is chapter 8. 1 John 5:8 English.
Baluwa yokane soke sulio kutano noli nyero msambu. Omoyo yategeza kubanga omoyo gemazima. Kubanga abategeza basatu omoyo na mazi no msai. Era basatu abo bagendera wamu.
Though the three agree, praise Jesus. Now when you'll be there trumpet the blood of Jesus, that is what will follow. That's what the devil is up to.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The devil is up to one thing, that
you may
trumpet that blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That may be that the other covenant of the blood of Jesus, which can cleanse you, he takes it aside. Now he'll make you do sins when his engraving is not upon you, until the day when you've gotten it. For nothing cleanses you then. And you find yourself adding sin by sin. You first drive people on a trailer,
and
another wedding, and you tell them to do immoral things around, and others tell them, sometimes you don't need Jesus, you need a miracle. You begin to do sins which are amazing. Even if you speak of the blood of Jesus come on you, for he's the Holy Spirit himself is living. Praise Jesus. Let's go bring back to Daniel.
Daniel 11 verse 30. Daniel esula eyo 11 n'olunyirwa 30. Kubanga ebyombo byekitimu birijja okumulumba. Kyalivana kuwala aliddayo alisungwa lyendagaano etukuvu. Alikola byaliagala aliddirayo ddala alirowooza abo abaleka endagaano entukuvu.
He's the one who thinks of, and he says how many. For their wars, the devils remain fighting themselves. When you read Daniel 11, they were in the midst of their wars themselves. Praise Jesus. But there is that one they want to take aside, the devil himself. Today and all the authority gives it to Jezebel, that they will choose another, for their wars never end. That's why you see many kings in Daniel 11 fighting each other, and they say, your faith, give it to another.
Daniel 11, verse 31.
Daniel 11, verse 31.
Era mikono jiri imirira kuruirwe. Era baligwa gowaza awatukuvu chechigo. Era balijjawo ekiweebwayo ekyokebwa ekyennaku zonna.
Praise Jesus.
Nti baligwa gowaza awatukuvu.
That they would discredit the temple, which
you
call the church of God. For we know it in 1 Peter,
1
Peter chapter 2.
1 Peter 1:19.
It tells us to be holy as God is holy. And we are told in
1
Corinthians
3,
we are the temples of the living God. Now we came upon the church and he made it discredit. You clothe the way you want.
And
someone has come naked for fellowship.
nolabira ddala abali katuuti
ng'olabira
ddala ekkanisa
agigwagowaze
bana babasuula eri ne bagwa eri abalala basekaaseka bye
batategeeza
bwe wadde omwoyo
gw'okuseka galiringa ne
ebirimu gye gigenze mu maaso n'okukolebwa era okyokugwagwaza
awatukuvu
bino byona byemuli abatunda
simanyibamuda egg
simanyi miti
ebyonnabyakalisaekiaiumakulusomething useless
buli musege nga guli muli
every wild beast within it
emisege nga gyambadde abali
bakendiclothing
nga giri muli eri buli omu
kyasanga
sobola buli omu amusindika
n'obwolesebwabuli
omu yamanyibwadde so kumbe sinandika kubanga abeeramu na mbuzi
zennyini kubanga
endiga emanya mukama waayo
kati
abo abatayinza kutegeera mukama wange abeera
ki
kyasooka okukola kwe
kugwakwaze
mwe mwennyini ne
mujjamutufu
naye kwolaba okwoyamba
naye
nga wayonooneka yakwonoona
You come with the clothing to this height, and the boys are within with hair. They are like this crested crane bird hair stretching up. Others are put on gargoyles they have designs upon them. They have beards like
this.
They tie beards within a
chest.
They are all corruptible, foolish ones.
They
have chains on their trousers. Their trousers are falling down like this. They are falling on their bums.
And
they are foolish.
bw'otunulira abaana abawala balinga ng'emisambwa
gy'omuddo You thought it was peace in the church. The church has changed its prospect. When you look at the skirts and the dresses they put on, a dress of a teenager girl putting all on, they come for fellowship to God. They walk claiming they are born again out. They discredit the temple.
ekkanisa ya mukama gyalina okunona nga talina balawadde olufunyiro ezo zonna nfunyiro zagenda
akola
bwawandiika enamba
omulowooza
mumusinza
mukama
bwebatebamusinzaye yali musinzi era amanyi
webaamanyi
ekituufu bwekyalinaokuba awo nemuteekako endongo
nekukkirira They have to get down. The problem. The clothing and the dress is short.
Now
the panties they bring.
Almost
all the parts you see them. When they begin to get sometimes even there in the synagogue, they are displayed in the temple. They must do things which are understandable. You see the temple, the pulpit of one man. There are people dancing, but they are amazing. They are like demons. They want scarecrow things. They are dancing, dancing, you don't understand. They are like demons. After he claims that's the revival.
Daniel 11, verse
32.
Nabo abalikola obubi nga baleka endagaano aliba kyamya n'okwegonza.
He
comes humble.
He has
given them humility on the top, up, out.
You know. You are going to see my Jesus.
Mugenda kulaba Yesu wange.
But they are
very corruptible people. You see someone putting on a garment and clock.
He's
passing. He's waving his. You think a holy priest is passing.
But they are
very corruptible people. This is not what I've told you. The Bible has told you they are corruptible, even they are homosexuals. But when it comes here, you see a saint who has arrived. He cannot even do such a thing.
And
when they tell you did it, you say, leave my pastor alone.
When he speaks
to preach righteousness,
he cannot
even know the other side of what he does. But they cannot be failed to be revealed. You see him tell people to kiss each other. Let them be the mode of that. You ask yourself, he who has left that to be done, what level of corruptive is upon him and immorality?
Themselves,
when they bring their garments, even religions are like that.
You
don't know why religions put on those garments. Because for them, every woman, Allah told them, every woman they see on the road, that is a prayer for them. They walk where their body is being troubled 24/7. They have to have those Lord garments to shelter them. Why do you think priests will
know
like that? He has to put on something which covers them. And it doesn't appear.
For
every time is lasting. And when it reached the pastors, they got their very tall suits and they cover them the knees. So they are in that system. The church itself has opened, they are all exposed to them. Now they have to get suits which cover them down like this. Now every time is bad love. Others are put on pampers behind. They already messed them up. Now the trouser is big like this. Now when he puts on this, you cannot see it.
Daniel 11 verse 32.
Daniel 11 verse 32.
Naba balikola obubi nga baleka endagaano aliba kyamya n'okwegonza. Naye abantu abamanyi Katonda waabwe baliba n'amagezi.
We shall have wisdom.
Era kyobola tufuna amagezi.
You will get wisdom every time.
They
will fear God like we are now. And otherwise, don't joke on them.
Daniel
11:32.
Nabo nti Naye abantu abamanyi Katonda waabwe baliba n'amaanyi, balikola ebyobuzira. N'abo abalina amagezi mu bantu baliyigirisa bangi. Naye ekitala n'omuliro okusibibwa n'okunyagibwa biriguyisa ennaku nyingi.
Dala abalina amagezi
era
abamanyi Katonda
waabwe naye
olw'ebizibu
ebitebeerekeyayogerako
mu Matayo
24:9-14
olwa bannabbi b'obulimi okuyinga obungi okwagala kw'abangi
kuliwola
naye enjiri y'obwakabaka ffe tulisigala tugibuulira
olwo
enkoma yono
eryokejja.
Daniel 10:33.
Daniel 11:33.
N'abo abalina amagezi mu bantu baliyigiriza bangi, naye ekitala n'omuliro okusibibwa n'okunyagibwa biriguyisa ennaku nyingi. Awo bwe baligwa baliberwa n'okuberwa okutono, naye bangi abaliyegatta nabo n'okwegonza.
Bangi abagenda okugenda
nga
bali beegonzezza kulooza bantu
bamukamakyogola
bakati omuyeye oguli mu makanisa
agalimu ebyo ebikubanga
bali beegonzezzabefudde ababuulizi
b'obutuukirivunaye
beera mugezi omanyi Katonda
ojja
asobola okuyita mu
mulembeogwona
enamba
666
eva mu mabala
n'enfunjiro
era ereetebwa omusajja erinnya lye
Lucifer.
Daniyeri
11:35
n'abamu ku abo abalina amagezi baligwa okubawoomya.
Kaakati kankubuulire
ekigenda
osuulako abalina amagezi
them with wisdom to fall
okuwoomya
is to sweeten, giving you honors
and
inspector general pastor. And you say what? All along what have I been on?
Kati bakuwa ebitiibwa
tugenda kuwa motoka
n'ogamba
and you say yes.
Kati abadde ategeera togenza
the one has been understanding you to you go.
Era bano abalina Katonda
babalidde ku kintu ekyo
kubawa bitiibwa
giving them honors
tumuwe mpeta n'omuggo
let us give them a ring and a rod bitiibwa
tumuyite inspector general pastor
and titles to call them inspector general pastor
his lordship the bishop
Daniel 11:35 n'okubalongoosa n'okubatukuza okutuusa ku kiseera eky'enkomerero
nti bajja kubatukuza
bakuwa
ekitibwa ne bagamba n'otukula
inspector general pastor
the most holy
bakutukuza bo benyi that you are holy cleansed spotless. They even accept it and they worship you around. When you're coming they say
His holiness
is passing.
His holiness
they are weeping. Now you too, you was having sanity. You begin to see that I know the situation I'm in is honorable, but I am so holy I can speak like God now. Even the one who has been understanding, they looked for you with honors.
And
we're going to make you a bishop. It's a very honorable position and title. And we shall add another. His lordship, the bishop. If
it's
not enough, they add you inspector bishop,
general pastor,
prophet one. They would have lied to the others. They come and finish every wisdom with them when they purify themselves with honors. It came from the Roman Catholic Church. It's consumed every church and every religion, reaching where we even are in the salvation. But we are going to chase them out. Praise Jesus. The other is called what? They purify themselves with titles. Let's proceed on.
Tuli mu Daniel sura ya 11 n'olunyirwa 35.
Daniel 11 verse 35.
Kubanga kya kiseera ekyalagirwa ekitannatuuka.
Mubirebe kyati kinnatuuka.
In that time the time has not come.
Naye twabadde tulaba mbatesalonika.
But now we think the Thessalonians.
Abantu gambe ebintu bino bigenda
mu maaso okubaawo. Things are going to be happening.
Ekyama ky'obujeemu
bwe. The secret of lawlessness is happening.
Olunyirwa 36
Daniel 11:36.
Ne kabaka alikolanga bw'alyagala era alyegulumisa alyekuza okusinga Katonda yenna era alyogera ebyekitalo ku Katonda wa bakatonda.
He will begin to claim God is not there. There is no end. We are going to be in the garden of God in the world for all. That is the one speaking all those words you hear.
Era aliraba omukisa okutuusa obusungu lwe bulituukirira.
That will see success. I speak of a blessing which has a sorrow attached.
After
he's been prospered, he's been successful. Like you see as if in the fresh. But he too, God is in the wrath, working upon him. Stirring up his wrath. After the wrath will be finished, like you raise a furnace or a furnace and you beat it proper. When the other is getting more sinning, when you see that the furnace has begun to make smoke and you bring him, sit him in the furnace,
he
is there doing corruptible things when here they are preparing for him.
Daniel 11:36.
Era
aliraba omukisa okutuusa obusungu lwe bulituukirira, kubanga ebyateesebwa birikolebwa. So talirowooza bakatonda babajjajjaabe newankubadde abakazi kye baagala.
Bino ebyokuwera abakazi
okufumbirwa.
Mugenda fuuka ba sister.
You're going to become sisters, nuns. This one is the one who has been doing all this. This one we are pointing on right now. He is their prophet. Prophet, the beast, and the devil. And this one is the one leading in this mission, their prophet. He first abolished women to get married. And he put them within there, and they married each other, nun by nun, the nuns. They are there, you don't know what they do within there. You may even ask yourself where homosexuality came from. Those men who were into those places, the priests, they gathered them there with their men alone. And to see that you're going to fulfill this, they first check you out where you are functioning. And they put you in a room and they leave you alone there. They check you whether you're functioning. Now they journey with your colleagues. And you've proven to be alive and functioning. And you function very well. That you'll be able to make those final homosexualities. Remember, Timothy speaks of them.
That
the Holy Spirit speaks openly. In the latter days, people abandon the faith and they will follow deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons, and they are being seared like an hot iron, and they even abolish marriages. Now that they make people priests, it's not a gift. Have you heard it in the scriptures? A spiritual gift. They are the ones who do them. Now they say this one will not get married. Even the other will not be married.
They
are there and they do everything. They are the people there to serve the devil every time. For they never cease to be in sin. Every time the last thing to desire every time. They never said
that.
Even the prayer, they put it and prayed it. Pray for us sinners. Even to the point of our death, we shall never be well. And where you come for salvation, it even came in salvation. Any time I speak these words, I command it to get out in the name of Jesus. And you claim that you are married to Jesus. We were exposed to who? Me? I am married to Jesus.
Yes,
which Jesus?
For we,
in 2 Corinthians 11, all of us, the Spirit says he exposes one as one Jesus. You were separating yourself. Which other Jesus do you have you've married? You find women in synagogues. That we are married to Jesus. Others have run from their marriages. That we have gone to marriage to be married by Jesus. Yet you are with the false Christ, you having intercourse with him. Praise Jesus. All this is what has been said. Even this they say, I see you. God gives you a man to wed you 300 million wedding. That too poses you there. I'm waiting for a man of 300 million. Already they have left you there to marry other evil spirits. So now they have disqualified all of these ones. When will they make 300 million to have a wedding?
Those
prophets put in a prison there and you don't get married and you don't marry. That's why now the girls, children in the churches, they already got men out. You are there, you don't have 300 million, you're going to marry who? They are outside looking for the rich men who are not born again. That are going to save them. And when they bring the pastor just
laughs.
He sees the basket. And he says, God has shown it to be clear. That's your husband. Let's proceed on and see how they corrupted the church. When they bring the number 666.
Daniel 11 verse
37.
So tebali lowoza. So tali lowoza bakatonda baba jjajjabe.
Did that mind's what? He knows
that
you are alive and you desire something. You want a helper. What else do you want? But they don't mind of it. They say, sister, be patient. The Lord brings you the one going to wed you. This command you brought for me is not of God. Yet he is also a brethren born again.
Don't
mind. What are you passing through? Let's pray for you that the fire of lust may get down. Lord, this is your child. Give him power to fight the lust. In Jesus' name. Bible says when you last get married or marry. You didn't read 1 Corinthians 7. Now the pastor rather wants to pray for you. You claim to that you have gotten healed but not healed. You bear it for a week. I have learned a lot of habits behind there. I have seen them, people from those synagogues tell me things.
They
promised them weddings, things they are done.
And
they will give you when they tell you where they are done. But you look at them. We have our groups and we have our things we do. And they spoke evil, dirty things. which I cannot even speak right now. But they are waiting for the other weddings they prophesied upon them. They say, we went to the pastor, told him, "Pastor, people are not coming, but we are not well." He told them, "Proceed on with that option. Let it be saving you." But what option? All these have been done in the church. That's why it changed here. When you come, open your eyes, sees a right person, you pass the right criteria. We don't want to be here, we don't understand you. Marriage is not a case and getting married if you pass the right laws. This was put, you are within there. You look at each other sister by sister. But the men are right there welcoming women. They fall in the breast, the chest of the boy. They are like this. They wish to have been mine, but you're not worth 100 million. It is in the church. Therefore, what is fighting to make it more corruptible until the Holy Spirit gets out, that will engrave on the people the number 666. If when you get saved, don't you look at it? But when you just got saved, you regard what is first prophesied upon you? A powerful wedding. That's the first prophecy they prophesy. The Lord shows it to me. You're going in nations. You're a powerful woman. You need a powerful man. In what way? In the pockets.
Daniel 11:37. So talirowooza Katonda yenna, kubanga aliyekuza okusinga bonna. Naye mu kifo kye, aliwe ekitiibwa bakatonda, aliwe ekitiibwa Katonda w'ebigo, era Katonda bajjajjaabe gwe batamanya. Ali mu ekitiibwa ne zaabu ne feeza.
Twamusoma mu Ezekiel
27.
Ava wansi mu nyanja.
Who comes from under the sea?
Jezebel. Bamuyita nawo, ennaku zino bamuyita Maria.
Now she's called Mary.
N'abakyala w'eggulu.
Queen of heaven.
Era bamuga tusabire ffe.
And they say, pray for us sinners.
Mama waffe.
Our mother.
Lwaki si Sarah? Lwaki Sarah ye mama?
Why not Sarah to be the mother? You think of this proper.
If
is there, Sarah is also there. Even the rest who were
right.
Why are they not the mothers? For in heaven, there is no woman, no man. All of them there are like angels. Mark 12:22-27. That in our resurrection, there is no marriage and getting married. For there we are like angels. There is no mother. That is the queen of heaven they pray to.
Jezebel.
Now that's the one they lift up. And that they are lifting the devil himself through her. Daniel 11:38.
N'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi n'ebintu ebisanyusa.
Even costly gifts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Atuddeyo mu Thessalonica.
Let's get back to Thessalonians.
Oyongedde okubanga okibikulirwa.
You've got more revealed of that.
Okujjako ennamba lukanka
the coming of the number 666.
Oba okukola kwayo ennyo mu maanyi.
It's working so much in power. Involving trampling the covenant of the blood of Jesus. And to be that they will seem to have some wisdom, who have a word in them, they corrupt them more. As they give them titles of honor. And you get from Uganda, and you've had some little word within you, and you go that you've gone to America. By the time you come back, and you've gotten corruptible, and you deceive people, you've gone to Israel. When you reach there, and the way you reach under the sea, you never even get to know.
No.
You find yourself already reached there. And you've entered the covenant already. You must be very careful.
We've
gone back to Thessalonians.
Thessalonica, 2:7.
2 Thessalonians 2:7.
Kubanga ne kakano ekyama eky'obujeemu we kiri kikola. Wabula kyokka aziyiza kakano okutuusa lwaliggibwawo. Awo omujeemi oli n'alyoka abikkuka. Mukama waffe Yesu gwalitta n'omukka gw'omukamwa ke. Era gwalizikiriza n'okulabisibwa kw'okujja kwe. Naye okujja kw'oyo kuli mu kukola kwa Setaani n'amaanyi gonna n'obubonero n'ebyamagero eby'obulimba.
Nti ebyamagero
era nti okujja kwo that the coming of this one, it's in the working of the devil. The one who is being fronted all the time, their false prophet, the deceiver of deception.
And
many false prophets are, there is one who is put with a source, the head of them all. Now those levels are three. We have that false prophet. We have every generation is existing and is just chosen. And we have the beast,
Jezebel,
where she's seated. And we have the devil himself. These ones, you have to jump them. You have to jump the prophet. You jump Jezebel and the beast. And you know who is behind all these things? The devil.
Lucifer.
Whom we've known his name.
For they told us
that the name of that person, the name, we discovered it. He is Lucifer. Even his number, the number 666. Praise Jesus. Now in all this, they come with counterfeit miracles. Counterfeit miracles are what? They are not the ones who don't exist, but they happen. Yet they are out of the word of God. And they pervert you from the Lord. And you think that that is the salvation. Yet the miracles of God, they are counted to be food to the children of God. And all the rest will pass away. But the word of God, it will never pass away. That is the most important thing. But write these ones. They come with those false miracles. Deuteronomy 13, the Lord says that any prophet or a dream of a dream, when he gives a sign or a miracle and it happens, but it makes you worship a God you've never worshipped, do not follow them.
Because
the Lord your God will be testing you to see whether you love him with all your heart and all your life. You love your God or you love miracles. Here is where the great test is. That these ones knew. People who don't love another God, they will go with miracles. They will never be able to look whether this is the right God or not, as long as they see a miracle.
Whether
you've given them an egg with a dragon within it, as long as it gives them a car, and they worship it. My Jesus is in this egg. You find someone, they have a Jesus. He's in an image. The image and the photo of their pastor, that is my Jesus.
They
have water which they believe so much in. That's what blesses them. Now the coming of him, because a lot of false miracles are happening around. Number 666 is working all along. But now they're going to launch it, say the number of God. It began already. Maybe we shall count when God will accept it. In America they claim it's God's number. And
he
takes 777 is of the devil. People went and they were engraved upon openly, yet in their spirit is already there.
He
told them there's no death. When you get from here, I'm heading you to eternal life. And he told them, Jesus, I've come back. You had this one who came to Uganda because he too had drunk. He had smoked weed. have another spirit troubling them. You know, when you smoke weed, the devil can show you what is not there.
That
when they beat you, you claim it's not that. But the other, even if you pin them, they come and they claim that is the same thing. Let's proceed on. Second Thessalonians 2 verse 10.
N'okukyamya kwonna okuteri kwa butuukirivu eri abo ababula, kubanga tebakkiriza kwagala mazima, balyoke balokoke.
They don't believe to
love the truth that they may be saved. We have to love the truth. That is the word of God. Every person doesn't love the truth. The other miracles have to capture and take them up. When you explain, they get hungered. Don't explain so much like that, they get hungered when you explain to them. Why do you study and teach many scriptures? Tell us to take it. Tell us there's a power which is moving. They don't want truth. And that's why they're taken by those miracles.
You find
understands. He's there to bring trees. Things like that. But people are right there. He takes the attacks back. But whoever goes there is a wizard. For you cannot go where they bewitch you when you're not a wizard. You too, you are a wizard. Let's proceed on here. 2 Thessalonians 2:11.
Katonda kyava abasindikira okukyamya okukola. Bakkirize ebyobulimba.
That God himself gave them a delusion that they would totally get lost and will accept deceptions. You know that you feel something is not right, but you accept it? There is this man, he calls himself God. What? Bishaka, something like that. The whites went there and said that there's some right things within me, and they believe it, that the other is a God who is there. But when you look at the God, he's like a pipa of oil.
He's
aged. I don't know when he dies, who inherit and take over him. For our God we know, he was, he is, and he will be. Now you go to a person like that, he's even still building his palace right here. But the living God has the Jerusalem city in heaven. This one, I don't know what kind of God he is. But people are there worshipping, putting on white garments, worshipping. Let me tell you, God can give you the delusion to get foolish and you accept deception because you saw miracles. The number one, not truth. Every time you reject truth, God is going to give you up to delusions and you accept what is deceiving upon you. And you see yourself, your heart is softened. And you are on your fellow person worshiping. Oh my God. Bow before them. Second Thessalonians 2:12.
Bonna balyoke basalirwe omusango abatakkiriza mazima naye abasanyukira obutali butuukirivu. Naye kitugwanidde ffe okwebazanga Katonda ennaku zonna ku lwammwe. Abooluganda abaagalwa. Abooluganda abaagalwa Mukama waffe, kubanga Katonda yabalondera obulokozi okuva ku lubereberye mu kutukuzibwa omwoyo n'okukkiriza n'amazima.
Yes, he was
good. As the Lord shows us from the beginning, in the beginning, and we are supposed to go back home. Let's hold on to our hope. On the other time, we begin right to see this number. Let me first sample you brief.
Number 6.
Where does it come from? Yes, where it comes to be the devil's number. When the devil speaks in Isaiah 14,
agamba nti alirinnya mu kibiina ekingi.
He says
ekibiina ekinene ekya ekyabamalayi.
He will ascend in a great gathering of the angels.
Naye mu kibiina kino,
but in this gathering,
ye bamusunsulamu ne bamuwa ennamba eyo.
He was chosen and was given this number.
Era n'abeera ennamba eyo nga bwe tugenda
okugenda. And it was that number as we are going to see it.
Kati tutandikire ku Isaiah
katono. Let's first begin from Isaiah.
Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14. From verse 14. Isaiah 14 from verse 12.
Isaiah 14:12. Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu, gwe Lusifa emmunyeenye ey'enkya, omwana ow'enkya, ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka, gwe yamegganga amawanga, n'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti, ndirinnya mu ggulu, ndigulumisa entebe yange okusinga emmunyeenye za Katonda. Era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina, ku nkyuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiiko bwa kkono. Ndirinnya okusinga ebire we bikoma. Ndifaanana oyo ali waggulu ennyo.
Alibeera mu agamba okubeera mu kibiina.
He claims to be the assembly of the mountain of the assembly.
Kwegamba mu kibiina ekyo
ekinene kyo. Great gathering, you see.
Ye alinamu ennamba.
He has his number within it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And the
Lord begins to speak upon him. It reveals his number. In Ezekiel 28, verse 11. Let's first see the beginning of that number.
Ezekiel 28
from verse 11.
Era nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjikira nga kyogera nti omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira Kabaka we Tuulo, omugambe nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda, nti ossa akabonero ku muwendo ng'ojjudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi. Wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda, buli jjinja ey'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako: sadiyo, topazi, n'alimaasi, berulo, sokamu, ne yasepi, safiro, ejjinja erya nnawandagala, ne kabunkulo, ne zaabu, emirimu egy'ebitaasa byo n'enderezo gyali mu ggwe, gyategekebwa ku lunaku kwe watonderwa. Wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Wano oba oteeka essira.
Yeah, is where you have to put the emphasis.
We have a number, Rukankaga Mukaga.
Where the number 666 come from?
Yali kerubi.
He was an anointed cherubim.
Abikkako.
He was an anointed cherubim.
Ezekiel 28:14.
Wali
kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mayinja ag'omuliro. Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku kwe watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabika mu ggwe. Bakujjuza wakati ekyejo olw'olufu lwe lw'okusuubulako n'oyonoona. Kyenvudde nkusuula nga nkujja ku lusozi lwa Katonda nga nkulanga obwonoonefu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
get back to verse 12 briefly.
Olunyi lw'12. Nti omwana w'omuntu tanula okungubagira Kabaka w'e Tuulo, omugambe nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti ossa akabonero ku muwendo ng'ojjudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi.
Bagambye wano mu luzungu, you had a seal of perfection.
Yali asiringa butuukirivu.
Seal ye weva.
His seal comes from there.
Lukaga, mukaga, mukaga.
The seal 666.
Yali asiringa
butuukirivu. He was sealing righteousness.
Wabula bwagwa.
But when he fell, what followed?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Asiringa butali butuukirivu.
He seals unrighteousness.
Buli wako kwazo butali butuukirivu.
Anytime he makes you do unrighteousness, the end of it all,
abe nokusiringa
ko. He's going to be sealing you.
Era.
And
bwe tutuuka mu lunyi lino mu lunyiriri olw'14,
when we reach to verse 14,
bakubuulira ennamba weeva,
they tell where the number comes from,
ekola siru ye,
which makes the seal.
Ezekiel 28:14.
Wali
kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Yali kerubi.
He was a cherubim.
Owokusatu.
The third one. We have two cherubims. They who remained. He was the third. To seal the 777. When he fell, he would have been number 3. Yes, he sealed, which is 666. Which we are going to see. And he is there. He has the dragon. And he has Jezebel, which is on the beast. He has the false prophet. To get out his number. The number 666. Where does it come from? He was a cherubim. Anointed. And he had 7 spirits. And the spirit of the Lord was supplying to him. When he got out, he remained with the 6 spirits. And they are distorted and twisted. That's where we're going to start on. Why?
And
the number 3, how did he hold it?
He was
at the third cherubim. And when they say the 3 witnesses appear, he was the third witness to seal on righteousness for the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
This
cherubim is to see. One of them stood for the Father, the one for the Son, and the one for the Holy Spirit. And here, that's where it comes. For the devil, he was sitting on behalf of the Holy Spirit, and he blasphemed him. He wasn't forgiven. That's why they speak that when you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, they will not be forgiven you. For he too, he did that, the devil. And he changed, and he made his own seal. Passing through this evil deceiving spirit. We are going to see of the wisdom which is twisted, which makes his first seal. And we see the understanding which is distorted. And we see the counsel which is distorted. We see the knowledge. And when we get the knowledge of the devils, you have thousands of books you claim their knowledge. Yet there's nothing you know within them. We are going to see what they call power, which is not God. And that spirit seals too. When you fear it, the fear God speaks of. That they fear will not enter the kingdom of God. There is a spirit of fear which is not right. And you fear people instead of God. You fear cars instead of fearing God. You will see them clear. Thus we shall move it to number 666, how it comes on the other day of Tuesday. May God bless you. Tomorrow we shall be at the end of heaven. We shall be winding up to see principalities. We shall be beginning them tomorrow. To see why demons claim to be, why principalities claim to be demons of the dead, yet they are the fallen angels. All that we are to see them tomorrow in the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you as you come tomorrow. Thank you for coming.